What would you say has been done to the food that's been
warmed over or something?
And you put food in your mouth and you begin to
chew it.
Sure. Have you ever heard of anything that you might eat? Doesn't sound too appetizing, but something just like cornmeal boiled in water, maybe with a little salt taste?
Mm-mm.
Like mush?
Oh, I've heard of mush, yeah.
Okay. What about, oh, what would you call a place where people would grow their own, things like carrots and beets and...
Garden?
Yeah, right. Do you ever grow anything like that?
Sometimes we have turnips and stuff like that that we grow, and lettuce.
Mm-hmm. Is it usually, do you have anything besides turnips and lettuce that you grow?
Tomatoes sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever grown this variety that doesn't get much bigger than about that?
Tomatoes?
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Any idea what they were called?
No. Have
you ever heard them called salad tomatoes or cherry tomatoes?
Cherry tomatoes,
yeah.
I have.
Okay. And all these things that we're talking about, they're all different kinds of...
vegetables.
Sure. Okay. What about this stuff that's people here in the South like it, especially for breakfast, this white ground up?
Grits.
Sure. You eat stuff?
No.
What about something that's similar to that, but it's more of a whole kind of thing? Some of it's white, some of it's yellow. You can get it in a can.
Corn?
Well, not exactly corn. It's kind of softer than that when you cook it. Like little round balls of the stuff.
I don't know.
Hominy?
I haven't ever heard of that around
really?
Here.
Okay. What about a starchy food that you associate with Orientals, and it grows in flooded fields in Louisiana?
Rice.
Sure, okay. What about, I don't know if you have this around here, but sometimes people go out in the woods and fix themselves up a still, and they'll run off of this fine alcoholic beverage, you call that.
Whiskey or moonshine.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Anything besides moonshine you ever heard it called?
White lightning?
Yeah,
white lightning. I forgot about that.
Okay. Ever heard it called something like shinny or stump juice or stump water or that kind of thing? It's mostly moonshine, white lightning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about this expression? Say if you walk in the kitchen and something's cooking, you might say, just that.
Smell that.
Okay. What about this stuff that you might put over pancakes? It's real sweet and
salt.
Mm-hmm. Thing besides that real similar might be a little different.
Honey or something like that.
Molasses.
Yeah, we don't eat that around here.
Is there a difference between molasses and syrup?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Okay. What about this word? Say if I'm wearing a belt that's made out of leather. It's 100% leather. I might say, well, now, this isn't imitation leather. This is...
real leather.
Mm-hmm.
Or genuine.
Sure. Okay. Or what about... how would you say the word B-U-L-K? Say...
bulk.
Okay. And something that you might eat... oh, you might spread this on hot buttered toast or biscuits, maybe blackberry.
Jam or jelly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the stuff that you put in your shakers on the table, you have?
Salt and pepper.
Okay. This expression, say if somebody offered you a bowl with apples and oranges in it, you might say, well, I don't think I care for an orange, but...